Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Monday on the program, we look at the work of an entrepreneur, and I think it takes real guts to walk away from the stability of a corporate job and start something from scratch, particularly in a niche sector where there is no funding, no guarantees, I guess, no playbook. And that's exactly what Sue Gadatha did 6 years ago when she left a career in tax consulting to start a vegan food brand. And what began, I read, as a humble food cart in a parking lot has now grown into 4 stores across 2 provinces. There's an online delivery service, a manufacturing arm, and a platform for other small vendors. And today, the Vegan Chef is one of South Africa's most celebrated plant-based brands. And she joins us tonight to share what it really takes to scale a business when you're bootstrapped, building a niche and breaking new ground. So, Sue, a very warm welcome. Let's go right back to the beginning. And I've got to ask you the courage question. What gave you the courage to leave a corporate job? I'm assuming you were doing quite well and go all in on a food cart.
So, yeah, I loved my corporate job. I was doing fantastic. I was climbing the ladder very well. And I went vegan. And there wasn't anything to eat. So I started, you know, creating these amazing things in my kitchen. And then I started with this small little food cart to show people how delicious vegan food can be. And that's the story.
You must have seen some opportunity as you were working on that food cart, though. Other people would have come to you, I guess, with the same problem saying, hey, listen, we're battling to find product and tasty product of that.
Yes. Going back, you know, when I went vegan 9 years ago, there wasn't much. You know, you'd go into a restaurant, there'd be a salad and chips, and then, you know, the salad, you'll have to take out the feta as well as the dressing. So there wasn't an offering. And, you know, I really saw the gap in the market where, you know, vegan comfort food and, you know, the misconception that vegan food can really be tasteless, boring, be expensive. I really wanted to bust all those myths.
So how then in the early stages, Sue, did you approach the challenge of funding, particularly in a niche like vegan food, where I'm going to assume, you might prove me wrong, where traditional investors might say, hang on a minute, not keen on this, and they might hesitate?
Sure, it was so difficult. So I remember, you know, thinking back at those days, tough days, I'd left my job in December, and then in March, we went into lockdown. It was the worst timing possible. And, you know, it's been innovation upon innovation, really, really pushing the boundaries. And I think when you have little, you really innovate on the next level. So I didn't have this big funder that was supporting me or, you know, this huge bank balance. It was with the little that I had to really innovate, think of the most amazing and crazy ideas to get the customer to us and keep the business open.
And what were some of those ideas?
Yeah, one was during COVID, I rolled out a whole frozen convenience range to keep the business open. You know, I remember a customer mentioning that she travels every Friday from Pretoria to Johannesburg, and she just couldn't get her fix. And she picked up the phone and she's like, Sue, can you make this in a frozen range? And that's where the idea was sparked. And then I introduced this whole new frozen convenience range. We do so much as a brand in terms of, you know, events, catering. Yeah, there's just so much education where I go out and I really show communities how to cook vegan. So, yeah, there's just so much we're doing. We're continuing as well with our innovation and our journey.
Sue, in the early days, you must have had dark times where you look at what you were doing. Maybe it wasn't going all according to immediate plan. And you must have been frustrated, maybe even frightened. So many entrepreneurs have said that to me in the past. How did you overcome the mental barriers?
You know, Jeremy, being an entrepreneur is a lonely journey. It is a very lonely journey. And you've got to have people that support you. And my family have been very supportive, as well as other entrepreneurs in the food space that I could bounce ideas off. And, you know, I'm really having a rough day today. And, you know, what I think of this idea, it really does get you through. And then the customer base, when they love the food and, you know, they, can you create this? Can you make this? Yeah. So it's those things that keep you going, but it's not easy. It's by no means easy.
I understand the food cart, I understand the online play, but at some point in this journey, you decided to invest in physical location. Often high rentals, mall space costs are big hurdles for small businesses. How did you decide whether a location that you were choosing was actually worth the cost and the risk?
Yeah, so, you know, market research is a very important thing. We always tried out an event at that area or did like a collaboration with another business just to test the market first to see, okay, is this area going to work for us? So market research, it's very, very important. It's key. Also, where are our online orders coming from? Where are the customer base sitting? And but it isn't easy having these restaurants in, you know, malls and things. But we have to have a presence, and it really helps us with our manufacturing plant as well as catering for other businesses and getting our brand out there.
So I'm going to assume that you got into this business, and I think you alluded to it at the start of our conversation, because one, you couldn't find any alternatives to what you wanted to eat. And second of all, you had a passion for cooking. As the journey has continued, has it become more difficult to focus on the passion of creating food because you're also running a business? You talk about restaurants, you talk about the manufacturing side of what you're doing. How have you managed to overcome that?
Every day, it's all about passion. This is not work for me. Jeremy, when I'm at an event at 1 o'clock in the morning and I can still finish strong, it's that passion that pulls through and really gets you going. So I'm not just, you know, about the restaurants and about the business. Veganism is very important to me, promoting sustainability. I have children, you know, I really want to give them the best future. So there's various elements that are involved. So ultimately, I would say it's the passion.
How involved are you in every aspect of the business, or have you been quite good in delegating to other people that you trust?
Initially, delegation was tough, but you know, you gotta let go. We've got some good managers that take care of certain sectors for me, but there's some things that I just get involved because I really enjoy it and I have to do it. So I am very much hands-on when it comes to the business.
Let me ask you a final question, and it really is an inspiring story. If you had to start again from scratch, would you do anything differently today? And are there things that you would do exactly the same? Again, give some real world experience to entrepreneurs who might be thinking along the same lines as you.
Tough question. I would do it again. Because, yeah, I'm changing the world one meal at a time. So definitely I would do it again. There's some things that I definitely will do better. I would have liked to do better if the economy was better, was in a better state, you know, when we started the business and we didn't go straight into lockdown. Also, I think I would have really networked a bit better initially to get those friends in the industry that could support me. Because the initial journey was really lonely and difficult. So it took some time to learn that,
Well, Sue, after that conversation, I feel like some lentils and vegetables coming on for my dinner tonight. Thank you very much indeed. Good luck with the rest of your journey. The company is called The Vegan Chef. I'm sure you are aware of it. And I've been talking to the founder and the leader, Sue Gajatha. Thank you so much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.